This is WKOK Sunrise on your station for the best news, talk, and sports. News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. We will launch into another week of interviews this morning. We'll have Rob Center, our fabulous producer, with us all week. So always appreciate his help and hard work. He's why you can go to Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, any of the major podcast platforms, including WKOK.com, and download our interviews shortly after they are conducted. We launch into a new week with a guest. Ryan Mock is here. He's a Democrat from Township. He is a write-in candidate for State House in the 107th District. So, Ryan, welcome aboard.
Hi, Mark. Thanks for welcoming me to WKOK.
Yeah, thanks for coming in. So, you're running for office. Tell us a little bit about who you are, first of all.
Well, I grew up in Penn Township, surrounded by wonderful farmland, a son to two
in
wonderful
Snyder
parents.
County.
Yep, Snyder County area, so I'm a Snyder County man. Graduated from Sealands Grove High School in 2005, Susquehanna University in 2009 with a degree in political science and a certificate to teach social studies for middle school and high school. I have working class parents who worked hard to keep a roof over my head and my sister's head and food on the table, so I appreciate them for that. Since graduating, I've held a bunch of different jobs, mostly retail, working at the mall, and substitute teaching over at our local school district, so some kids might remember me as Mr. Mock. I still get it 6 years later. Currently, I'm working as an insurance agent, and I teach social studies part-time online. I moved to Cole Township in 2018 when I married my wonderful wife. We live there currently with a wonderful little dog, Luna, who is the biggest 5 pounds ever, and she is quite the handful. I don't have the opportunity, and I didn't have the opportunity to grow up in Cole Township, but my wife did, and I have roots there. So I grew up going to Cole Township. My great-grandmother lived there, so I have memories of going to Coney Island and eating James's Pizza and watching the fireworks on the 4th of July off of her back porch. So I love Cole Township, and I wouldn't want to live anywhere else.
Well, and I think that speaks to the fact that you're from Northumberland, or you have lots of knowledge of Northumberland County, and you're familiar with the 107th District.
Yep, that is Northumberland County and School Hill County. They did redistricting back in March, so it's a new district, but I look forward to serving all of it.
All right, and that's the coal region, so that has sort of a different feel to it, sort of a different culture associated with it, so that's why it might be why you're sure to mention some of those differences. And you are running a write-in candidate for 107th District. Tell us about that. How'd you come to that decision?
Well, it all goes back to in May. I was voting in the primaries, and I know that there are two opponents for the primaries that ran on the Republican side, and I went into the polling station to find my Democratic candidate, and I was greeted with a blank space. There was no one there, so I kept that in my back pocket, and I started attending meetings with the Northumberland Democratic Committee, and I had a meeting with the chairperson, and I always kind of wanted to run to serve my area, and she said, "Why don't you?" So here I am, running for office for the first time ever. So don't mind me if I'm a little nervous. But I just want to do the best I can to serve the area that I live in because I love it. I love the coal region.
So your first live radio interview, huh?
Yep, first one.
Okay, well, you're doing super. Okay, so, and you want voters to have a choice when they look at the ballot this fall? Well, actually, looking at the ballot won't do it. You got to write in the name.
Yep, you got to write in the name. So my name is Ryan Mock. So you got to write that into the Democratic side. So it's going to be a challenge. I'm doing a lot of different work here. I'm being a millennial. I have a lot of social media. You can find me on Facebook. You can find me on TikTok, making a fool of myself. You can find me on Twitter. I've got a website. I've got email. I'm very reachable. I'll be at different events in the area. I'll be at All Home Days in Elysburg on Sunday and Monday. I'll be at the Shamokin football game home opener on Friday, so that should be a good time. I just like meeting people. I like going out to small businesses and supporting small local businesses and talking to business owners to make sure that they have what they need And
well, tell me, you're right in the middle of the answer, so I'm going to ask the question now. How are you campaigning? So all home days and football games, we got that much done.
Yeah, and social media, trying to get the word out through Facebook and TikTok and Twitter and canvassing. So I've been working with the Guilkill and Northumberland County Democratic Committee to get out there and knock on doors and meet my constituents and see what they need from their representative. So if I come knocking on your door, don't slam it in front of me, please.
Well, and you're knocking on doors of both Republicans and Democrats, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so you're trying to hit every registered voter.
Exactly, and it's important to get everyone's point of view because I'm not just supporting Democrats. It's everyone in my district. You can't just support just the Democrats. You have to support everyone.
All right. So in what way will you be a state representative? Some representatives go to Harrisburg and they vote sort of their wisdom, how they think an issue should go, not necessarily how their constituents wants. Others go to Harrisburg and they say, you know, I'm your representative. Linda Schlegel-Culver says that, you know, I'm your representative. I take your mindset to Harrisburg, sort of for you. What kind of representative are you going to be?
I tend to be a little bit of a mix of both. I did graduate with a degree in political science, so mm-hmm. I try to play the aisle, and I want to make sure that I am representing my constituents first and foremost because they're the reason why I would be there. So their needs come first. And then I rely on my wisdom to make sure that their needs are heard.
Okay. And what are some of the issues you're talking about in the campaign?
Well, I love talking about education. Being an educator myself, I really support funding for our Northumberland and Schuylkill County school districts. We need to improve educational offerings and success rates and graduation rates in our schools. I am a big proponent of STEM education, which is science, technology, engineering, and math. I want to make sure that our students have choices to actually attend those classes, and then I want to make sure that they have after-school programs in order to learn and keep engagement in those courses as well. And also, with our school district, we have 6 school districts in our district, and the starting salary for a teacher in that district is $39,000. The average salary starting in the state is $45,000. So we are underpaying our teachers starting out. And I don't want teachers to think our school is a stepping stone to a better job. I want our school and our district to be a final destination, and I want them to be invested in our school. And in order to do that, we need to explore alternate ways to fund education aside from property taxes. I know that property taxes are high, and I know that the tax burden is high, and I want to make sure that we do these things without increasing the burden on the taxpayer.
What's another way to fund education? Yeah, please get rid of the property tax. That would be wonderful. I think we're paying taxes right now, I think, at our house.
I'm doing my best to research that, and there are different ways, but I haven't really looked into that yet, but that's mm-hmm. one thing that I am working diligently to find.
Okay. Well, yeah, you have to look at everything. There's probably a lot of other ways. What about blight? I know you're going to try to fulfill the seat that was occupied by Kurt Mosser, and that is something that he tried to work on and was able to bring a lot of money to bear on this topic. Addressing blight, maybe removal of houses or fixing them up, whatever it happens to be.
Yep, I support communities in fighting blighted properties. I want to design programs which allow these municipalities to seize those nuisance properties before they come unsalvageable. And once they get their hands on these properties, they can either rehabilitate them or demolish them. And if they demolish them, they can sell them to property owners that can have a plan to improve that property, and that would help increase property values in our area as well. So,
okay. And other issues that you've been working on, tell us about some of the other issues you think are important in the 107th district.
I believe healthcare is very important. That's one that's pretty near and dear to me because my wife's job does not have health insurance, so we go through Penny, which is the state's marketplace, and the cost is high. It's a quarter of her income a month. So, and that's not even including, that's just the premium. So that's not including deductible. That's not including copay. That's not including co-insurance. So we need to make sure that our healthcare costs are lower in our district. And in order to do that, I want to create incentives for hospitals to come here to create competition. Because when there's more competition, that drives prices down lower. So we need to create incentives to get hospitals to come here. And then also in hand with that, I feel that prescription drug costs need to be lower, especially for our senior citizens and our working families, because nobody should have to choose between that vial of insulin and putting food on their table. So I'm going to go to Harrisburg and fight for that as well.
I'd love to explore that hospital competition, how that can lower health care costs, because we know at Geisinger costs are high, but the Evan's there, so they have some competition. UPMC is all over the place around here, but still prices are high at Geisinger. So, that might be interesting. I'm not sure that that's an exception to the rule or not. It might be worth exploring. There is a nominated candidate on this ballot. Compare and contrast yourself with the individual that, if they don't write you in, they'll see that on the ballot.
Well, she does say that she is a common sense conservative, and she is the conservative nominee. She does support gun legislation. She does support the Second Amendment, which I do support the Second Amendment as well, but I do believe in common sense gun reform. She is there to, well, her website says she supports term limits, and that's another thing that I do support. I do support term limits in state legislature and federal legislature, for that matter. So there are some things that she supports that I do support, but there's also some things that she may support that I don't support. And
what about, you said a common sense change in gun laws. Senator Toomey says common sense changes in gun laws that would make us safer. What is such a thing that you might favor?
Well, increased background checks and things like that would be a good help. And
okay, we have to stop you there. We're almost out of time. 1 minute left. You get to make a closing remark.
Well, my name is Ryan, and I am the Democratic candidate. Unfortunately, I am write-in, so you do have to write my name in. And I am the other choice on the Democratic side, and I will do the best I can to represent everybody in my district.
All right. Folks want to find out more, just look for Ryan Mock for 107th on Facebook.
Yep.
And Twitter and Instagram, right?
Twitter and TikTok.
TikTok. Yep. Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I got that right. Okay. All right. Super. Thank you so much, Ryan. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Ryan Mock, 107th District State House, Democratic candidate for 107th District State House. And he's a Democrat from Cole Township, a write-in candidate.